Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli Daf Yud Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Beis, 9 lines up from the foot of the page, Benoseihem. Benoseihem, one of the decrees was against their daughters. Amar Blaza, B'shem HaKoymus, K'seh V'loseh Tishchatem Bam. Blaza asked that in certain places, it's written, Loseh Tishchatem Bam, means the Issa to marry Gentiles, the Torah forbids them. It's not like a Zera Midrabanan. Amar Bi'Avin, Losa Shiva Amin. Bi'Avin answered that the Tzukim forbid the 7 Canaanite nations, the Chacham decreed about all other nations. Tana Bishua should say, Amar Shnepa Amim Ksuvim, Oifos Tameim, Losa Ez Bigzehim. Bishua said in a Vaisa that the Tame birds are written twice in Parshas Shmini and in Parshas Re'eh to forbid their eggs. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Vesbachayana, Zu Beitza Sanamis. Rabbi Shmuel says in a Baisa that the phrase in Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Tev Zayin, Vesbachayana, is referring to an ostrich egg, this is his source, to forbid eggs of tummy birds, unlike Rabbi Yeshua said. Shechar Zaron, one of the decrees was that their semen is tummy. Lekain Amma Ba'acha, Rabbi Chinana, B'Shem Rabbi Yechon, Shechar Zaron Shel Akam, Tahua. The Gemara asked, didn't Rabbi Acha say in the name of Rabbi Chinana, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that the semen of Gentiles is tall? The Efla Shechazer, Ela Seis Beloi Miri Raglayim, answers they decreed about their semen because it's impossible for semen to leave without drops of urine, and they decreed that their urine is tummy. Va'al Hilchis Baal Keri, and Chazer also decreed the laws of Baal Keri. Rabbi Abba Ba'acha B'Shem Rabbi Shoyne Halochis Ve'ina Shoyne Agodis. Rabbi Abba Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi, said that he may learn halachas, but a Balkari may not learn agodis. Uvaj v'yabtiyas ha-mishnose, tani b'shem Rabbi Yosi, shoyne halachas guglias. Baisa said in the name of Rabbi Yosi that he may learn halachas fluent in his mouth, means he need not elaborate, as long as he does not explain their reasons. Yester by meme uvaj v'yazke as askois. Some say it's permitted only if he does not mention the names of Hashem in the psukim that he expounded. Well, Hilchos Eretz Ha'amim, and the Chazal decreed in the laws of Chutz La'aretz. Well, I came, Amri Zera, Bar Avuna, B'Shem Rav Yirmiya, Yosef Ben Yehuda, Ish Tzveda, Yosef Ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Gozu Tumah Eretz Ha'amim, Ba'al Kleis Chuchis. The Gemara asked, well, didn't Rabbi Zera Bar Avuna say the name of Yirmiya, that it was actually Yosef Ben Yaeza Ish Tzeda and Yosef Ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim who decreed Tumah on Chutz La'aretz and Glass Kalim. They were before Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yona Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Taboi, Rabbi Yosi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Taboi, Beshem Ben Shetach, Gozu Tumah Amen Al Klei Matzos, Hillel Beis Shammai Gozu Al Taras HaYodayim. Rabbi Yona said that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Taboi alone, and Rabbi Yosi said it was Rabbi Yehuda Ben Taboi and Shem Ben Shetach, they decreed Tumah on Metal Kalim, and the Hillel Ben Shammai decreed about Taharas Yodayim. Yosef Rabun, B'Shem Rabbi Levi, Kachaisa Halacha, B'Yadam, Shachua, Ba'omdu, Shniim, which is a Veskima, Adas Rishonim. The answer is Rabbi Yosef Rabun, quoting Rabbi Levi, said that we knew this Halacha and it was decreed earlier and forgot it. The second, meaning the latter Chachamim, concurred with the early Chachamim and also they decreed Tumah on Chutz La'aretz. Alamdacha, Shepaldaba, Shemnosim, Basin, Ashanalav, Sophilis Kayim, B'Yadam, it teaches you that anything that Beis Din put their souls, I mean all the efforts, ultimately it will be established for them as if it was said to Moshe on Sinai. This is like what Mana said, but the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Zayim, Kiloi Davareku Mikem, means it's not an empty matter from you, mean to say, if Torah is empty, it's from you, it's due to you, because you don't exert yourself to learn it properly. Yuchayichem, emasa yuchayichem, b'shar she'atem, yigem bo. And the phrase, that it, ki yuchayichem, that it is your life, that, when is it your life? It's when you exert in it. Shmuel amar l'shana l'batech shmeinase, ha'chutz l'shmeinase afilu koton mevatal. Shmuel says that we learn that Beis Din cannot be mevatel the words of another Beis Din unless it's greater in chokhmah and number only regarding the 18 matters. Outside of those 18 matters, even a smaller Beis Din may annul. Yitivun, harei shviyis, harei chutz, le yud chestavar, the Rebbe, she said, Yonason, Makshila. The Gemara asked, well, Shvius was outside of the 18 matter, then Rebbe Yonason questioned the Heter for it. Of Chris Pada, Hashem, Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Gamliel, or Beis Dina, Yetiru, Be'isa, Shnei Prakim, HaRishonim. Rebbe Chris Pada, quoting Rebbe Yochanan, said that Rebbe Gamliel and his Beis Dina permitted the Issa of plowing in the two earlier periods, means on an Erev Shemitah from Pesach for a grain field, and from Shavuos for a tree field. Rebbe Yonason by Rebbe Kain, Tanyan, Shein, Beis Dina, Yochle, Vatar, Estirei, Beis Dina, Chavei, Lem Kain, Godom, Emen, Lucham, Aminion. Rebbe Yonason asked that didn't we learn that Beis Dina cannot be mevatar the words of another Beis Dina that is greater in Chokhmah and number? Also, Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Shmuel, Lashona, Elachutz, Shemoneh Esrei. Avatar Shemoneh Esrei, Afilu Gadol, Enu Mevatel, Mepei She'amda, Lohem, V'Nashay Seihem. Rav Avun, quoting Rav Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said that we learned that Beis Din can be mevatel the words of another Beis Din if it's greater in Chokhmah and number only outside the 18 matters. Within the 18 matters, even a greater Beis Din cannot annul because they gave their souls for those decrees. Rabbi Manah objected. He said it's not reasonable to say not, meaning rather it should be like the first version of Shmuel. Since it was coercion for the 18 matters, even a small Beis Din can make it bottle. It's even Harei Shemen, Harei Petech Shmonaisei, Rabbi Yonason Makshila. The Gemara asked the question again to Rabbi Manah. Oil was amongst the 18, and Rabbi Yonason challenged how Rabbi could permit it. Kahana, she said, "B'shem Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Acha, Mati bar B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shemen bitlum mevotel." And a second answer to Rabbi Yonason's question earlier, of Kahana quoting Rabbi Chia bar Abba and Acha quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the decree about oil was made on condition that if later Beis Din wants to, they'll be able to annul it, and it will be annulled. Nachman b'ri to Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Chamesh chatois meisais, rotsu based in avatel mevabdin. Nachman b'ed of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, quoting Shmuel bar Nachmeni, said that the five chatois hameisais, which five cases of a chatos offering that cannot be offered, so they must die. If a Beis Din wants to annul it, it's annulled. Amar b'chia bar Ada, hadad at amal, shle yitru lemisa v'yipur nadova. Aval litoiv, agam mizbeach, ein chatos meisa kriva. Okay, but Ada said that this means that they will not die, rather they graze until they get a blemish, and the redemption money goes to be used for oilas nedova of the tzibor, which will collect from his beach, but not to offer the initial animals, because the chatas ha-mesa may not be offered. And this is a tradition from Sinai, Chachamim enacted that they die without redemption. And we come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Hei. Beishamai say that on Erev Shabbos, when we not soak dye, ingredients for dye, or vetch, which is horse being for animals to eat, unless it will get soaked before Shabbos. Beishilom matirin, beishilom permit in these cases. The Gemara says the matam and the Beishamai. What is Beishamai's reasoning? Sheishes yomim ta'avoid v'asizu k'malachtecha, from malachtecha reimer mibayyoyim. The Pasuk says in Shemais Pek, Chaf Pasuk Tes, for 6 days you shall work and all of your work shall be done, means you must finish all of your work during the day before Shabbos. Ma tamayin to Beis Hillel, what is Beis Hillel's reasoning to permit it? Sheishes yomim ta'aseh ma'asecha uvayim. It says 6 days your work to be done and on the seventh, means your work may finish by itself on Shabbos. How do Beis Hillel expound Beis Shammai's pasuk of Sheshes Yomim Ta'avoid Vasis Kom Lachtecha? It refers to what we must do, but not what finishes by itself. How do Beis Shammai expound Beis Hillel's pasuk Sheshes Yomim Ta'asem Ma'asecha Uvayom? The answer is, it's as it was taught that one may open an irrigation channel to a garden on Erev Shabbos and it's watered during Shabbos, one may put a potion on the eye on Erev Shabbos and it heals during Shabbos, one may put a bandage on a wound on Erev Shabbos and it heals during Shabbos. Nisnim mugmim tachas hakelim me'er Shabbos v'heinus ashnim v'holchim v'shabbos. Nisnim gafis tachas hakelim me'er Shabbos v'hen misgafrin v'holchim v'shabbos. When we put incense over fire and undergarments and we receive a nice scent from the smoke during Shabbos, when we put sulfur over fire and undergarments on Erev Shabbos and it blackens the crevices during Shabbos. Ein nisnim chitim l'reichayim shalmayim ela kadei sheyitchonu kol sochon mibo'egyoim. One may put wheat in a water mill on Erev Shabbos only if it will be ground as much as needed during the day. Amar b'chaga mipnei shehen mashmir yitzis akol. B'chaga explains this is because the mill makes noise. Amar li b'yosi yo'os rebi salvak b'yoda. Rabbi Yossi explains that Rebbe means you, say properly according to Rabbi Yehuda, who permits leaving on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, a punctured eggshell with oil, and on Shabbos the oil drips into the burning lamp. From Rabbonon, Rabbonin, Kamada Inun Amrin, Tamon, Meshim Lehuschol, Bechotipa, Bechotipa, Kain Inun Amrin, Hacha, Meshim Lehuschol, Bechol Chita, Bechita. And according to Rabbonon, who forbid there, because each drop in the eggshell did not yet start to burn, so they would say here, it's forbidden even without the noise, because each kernel of wheat did not yet start to be ground. Amavisi Rabun, Mipnei Shehu Shachach V'Tekea, as I said. A third explanation is from Yossi Rabun, it's forbidden lest he forget and forcefully insert a peg to fix or stop the operation of the mill. Beshama Amu Lebeithinol, Dabe Echad V'Layachlu La'ashivam, Beithinol Amu Lebeishama Dabe Echad V'Layachlu La'ashivam. Beshama said one message to Beithinol and they could not answer them. Beisil said, "What matters to Beishamai?" And they couldn't answer them. Amalehen Beisil to Beishamai, "Inatem moedim lanu shetotoinim kores beis abad beirguli agas im chashecha v'ayochul hashivam." Beisil said to Beishamai, "Don't you admit to us that one may place the beam in the olive press or wine press to press in the olives or grapes just before dark?" And they couldn't answer them. Amar Rabbi Zera, "Elulei deleimale reishi beni rayusa habina amar tana taman kvar ne'ekra kol tipa v'tipa v'mekayma." There it said that if not that I fear to enter my head amongst lions, I would give a reason for Beishamai. There, every drop of oil or grape juice that will come out on Shabbos was already uprooted from its place in the olive or grape before Shabbos. Here, dye ingredients or veg, what reason can you say to permit? Beishamai amru lebeisilel davar echad v'layochlu la'ashivam. Amru Beishamai lebeisilel einatem roidim lanu she'ein soilim basar basar beitza lekedei shirtsumim kol sochon. Beishamai said one matter to Beis Hillel, and they couldn't answer them. Beishamai said to Beis Hillel, "Don't you admit to us that on Erev Shabbos one may not put roast meat, onion, or egg, unless there's time for them to roast fully before Shabbos?" And they couldn't answer them. Amar Bizeira, "Elulei deleimale reishi b'nei Ariyusa, habina l'taima, taman, basar beitza, darkam nishapech, hocha, ma'is lachmema." But they said, "If not that I fear to enter my head amongst the lions, I would give a reason for Beis Hillel. There, meat, onions, and an egg, it's normal to flip them over, perhaps they'll forget and do like he normally does. Here, what can you say? It's not normal to engage with the dye ingredients or veg. There's no reason to forbid." Amar Biudan, Nislu ka'achilas ben dusai, osu, tov shudak lisapich, at kadei shiitzle kol sochon mibodion. Biudan said, "If food was roasted, kamachu ben dusai, which is like a certain thief, he used to eat, cook and eat his food a third or half cooked. The Chachamim forbade something that it's normal to flip them over unless there's time to roast fully during the day." Amar Bimana, "Le mistava, de le muta, de non yachlin, le mei melon, heich atem mashivin lonu, medava shedarka le slays, pod sochoi, mebay jim. Atava shein darka le ashwaris, pod sochoi, mebay jim." Rav Mana rejects that this is unreasonable. If it were not permitted, Beis Hillel could answer Beis Shammai, "How do you challenge us on something such as meat that is normally fully roasted during the day to something like dye that is not normally fully soaked during the day? They still permit other matters that began during the day. If they forbid meat, surely this shows that it's different because it's normal to flip it over."